Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Joseph Ratzinger, now Benedict the 16th, 78-year-old pontiff, replacing Pope John Paul II of Poland there at the Holy See. We are now into hour number three on this April 19th, 2005 edition. I do want to get a little bit into the truth of what happened at Waco 12 years ago, what really happened in Oklahoma City a full decade ago. Hard to believe that much time has elapsed since both of those tragic events orchestrated by the New World Order. In the last hour, we were talking to the spokesman, head coordinator for the Minutemen, Gray Deacon. And think about this. Citizens are just sick of it. They're tired of having the borders wide open when they tell us the terrorists are about to attack. They're tired of the illegals driving down the wages in every industry out there. And so they just go down there and start calling the Border Patrol every time they see illegals. It's real simple. And for that, they're demonized by people like Bill Maher, who goes on Jay Leno and says, oh, these Minutemen are bad. We need illegal aliens to take the jobs nobody wants. Yeah, because illegals will then take all the jobs at amounts of pay that somebody who's in the system with insurance or paying taxes can't afford to live on. The illegals will live 5-10 to an apartment or a house, work for nothing, and then debase the wages. And that's why the big corporations are for it. The establishment is for it. There's nothing cutting edge or rebellious about what you're doing. You're serving the system. And then we're just going to lower our standards to the standards of Mexico, and then Mexico can't compete with China, so their economy's imploding, so now we're lowered to their standard. And the globalists have leveraged all their assets into China to control that emerging market, be the biggest in the world very soon. And it's over for us. It's bad for everybody. We could stop the globalization process now, but we don't have much more time. Oh. I'm going to continue with calls, but I do have a news blitz. I'm going to finish up with the callers we've got right now, quickly, and then I'm going to go back into news and back into calls. There's so much news here. Let's talk to Dan in Texas. Thanks for holding, Dan. Go ahead.
God bless you, Alex Jones.
Well, God bless you, Dan, from Texas.
I really enjoy the show that you do. I thank God every day for you being one of our fellow American patriots carrying the truth. Okay. I'd like to also say God bless the Minutemen down in Arizona, the fine fellow you had on just minutes ago. They're definitely doing the government's job, and they're doing a darn fine job of it.
What do you think of the FEMA, meanwhile, is training local yahoos from Texas to Oklahoma to Tennessee to confiscate our guns?
Well, I just hope that they bring a good amount of body bags with them when they do to come confiscate the guns. Second Amendment clearly gives the militia, which is the people, the right to keep and bear arms. None of us will give up our arms willingly.
Well, first off, how does it keep us safe in the middle of, say, a nuke going off in Chicago to run around in Tennessee and Texas and California confiscating guns?
Alex, you know as well as I do, it's just part of the program, part of the New World Order movement. It will not keep us safe.
And, I mean, here's the newsflash. I have the official documents. These are public. The government's really training to do this.
Well, I'd like to say they will be making a big mistake if they think they can come and disarm the American militia here in the United States. It's just not going to happen.
Most police aren't stupid. They're not going to do it predominantly. But these brainwashed elite troops that think they're the best, they'll try it for a while. And then mainly these S.A. brown shirt goons, they will try it.
Well, maybe so. Let me say this, Alex, that our presidents have took an oath, the same as I took when I was a military man, that they were to defend our country against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. That means illegal aliens as well as law enforcement out of control. And I think you'll see that if it ever comes to that.
God bless you, my friend. Good points. We'll be back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
This is Wendy Malik from Just Shoot Me, here to tell you about Pets 911, a free public service changing the way we care for pets in every community nationwide. Across the country, there are thousands of healthy, adoptable pets waiting for a loving home every day. By calling 1-888-PETS-911 or visiting 1-888-PETS-911.org, you will find the location of your closest adoption facility as well as tons of other information you need to know as a responsible pet owner. So when thinking adoption, think Pets 911.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
78-year-old Joseph Ratzinger from Germany is now Benedict XVI. The new pontiff, chosen in the last couple hours, in really almost a record from what I've read and seen, conclave there at Vatican City in Rome, the city there on the hills. We're about to go straight back to your calls at 1-800-259-9231. We were just earlier talking about gun confiscation, because they have taken the state National Guard and turned them into defense forces, put them under FEMA's control, and they're getting then another level of volunteers that serve that. And all over the country, I got photos, video, news articles, mainly off the state guard's own websites, where they'll go into a medium-sized town during some city festival and just randomly sit there on the street and search every man, woman, and child. You know, I got photos of little 7-year-old girls having their little Barbie bags searched, look like they're about to cry, by these people in these frumpy, you know, with stains on the front, uniforms with medals all over them. Most of them never even been in the military. They'll have like some Humvees, guns, and digging through their stuff, you'll see a woman with a cigarette and with a hamburger in her hand, sitting there standing over a family being searched. I mean, it's just It's so slovenly and mindless and just reeks of tyranny. That's what tyranny looks like. A fat person in a military outfit with a hamburger and a cigarette. I mean, that's tyranny, folks. Just slovenly and mindless and moronic. That's the kind of idiots tyrants can get. And they're training to confiscate our guns. That doesn't mean it's going to happen this week or next month or next year. They create those cadres, they normalize it, then they expand them out from there, and then government and law enforcement just thinks that since they've been doing something for a while, or training to do something for a while, that makes it normal and okay and good. And then it'll be the toll roads and the transponders and the checkpoints and the searches on the highway, just like it is at the airports. The feds admit that's the plan. And then they'll just start banning more and more guns and restricting more and more guns and just doing this more and more. I mean, they had the case in Oshkosh last year, Wisconsin. Somebody shot a cop with a .22. Bullet went through his arm. And so the cops went into the whole neighborhood and told everybody, come out front, get out of your houses, leave your house for a full day. They confiscated all the guns. Quote, do ballistics. Of course, didn't catch the person and couldn't get ballistics because they couldn't find the .22 bullet. Even if they would have, you can't really get ballistics off a .22 bullet. Everybody knows that. They're not metal jacketed, folks. But they're very high velocity, and they turn into total mush on impact. I don't have to explain this to people. The cops know this, so they should. But it's just any excuse. So they have from Phoenix, Arizona, to Dallas, Texas, one of the suburbs, to upstate New York, they have... Hello, may I help you, officer? Yes, mind if I do a home inspection? I mean, middle-class areas. They were doing it in poor areas for a long time. Bill Clinton started the housing sweeps, but now it's middle-class areas. The point is, that means they can do it anywhere. They're testing, they're pushing. I'd like to do a home inspection. What kind of, well, why, officer? Well, what's going on? Has something happened? Are you looking for somebody? No, just it's a, we call this knock and talk, and we'd like to talk to you about your guns. Are they properly stored? Well, does your husband have guns? Well, why are you here? Ma'am, do you have something to hide? Listen, let me just check and make sure they're properly locked up. Would you like me to do a safety check for you? Excuse me, ma'am. Thank you. Now, let's see those. I mean, how do you get police? And these are under federal grants. The cops hate doing it. But the chief tells them, look, we just got a $50,000 federal grant, man. We need, you know, this, and you want raises, don't you? And you want to be able to move up. You want to move up the chain of command. We got to expand the force. That's how you move up faster. And just we got to do it. It's a federal program. It's called knock and talk. Here's the brochure. Now you got to go do it. All right, I'll do it, sir. Yeah. I mean, as you destroy this country, it's like the checkpoints. I remember Bill Clinton passed the National Seatbelt Initiative in 98, $2.2 billion a year. And then suddenly the posters and the billboards, there's going to be full enforcement for DWI and seatbelts. Of course, Part 3 of the plan said it's about training us to accept checkpoints to be searched for, quote, guns and contraband. They admit in the official Transportation Department document that it's about getting us used to being searched, period. But for the public, it's a DWI, it's license checks, it's insurance checks, it's make sure you're wearing your seatbelt, as if when you're backed up for 20 minutes at a checkpoint, you don't put your seatbelt on. I mean, give me a break. And I already wear my seatbelt, because I know it's better to wear one than not, but I don't need to have a checkpoint to make sure I do. No, the plan says it's about getting us used to checkpoints, period. And I talked to the police that did this. I mean, you see it, Police State 2000, I get out and start talking to them, and they come over and ask what's going on. And later I talk to police, you know, at restaurants and stuff, and they walk over and start talking to me and sit down. Happens all the time. We hate doing that, Alex, but it's a federal grant. We've got to. Because the feds will give them a huge grant, and they spend 10% of it on the actual activity. Well, number one, that's not free money. That's state, county, and city money the feds took. Did you know, on average nationally, and I checked this years ago, probably worse now, but about 50 cents on the dollar that's taken at state, city, or county level actually goes for services. Okay? Do you know how much on average federally you get per dollar sent to Washington? $0.29. And, quote, federal services are always control. They put a penny in, and for a penny of federal money, you've got to do a dollar's worth of work to your whole infrastructure. It's a joke! This money came from the locales to begin with. And the feds are slick. They got state legislatures, I don't know, 15 years ago. More than that, it started in Florida, California, and Texas about 18 years ago. How long ago was the first Reagan administration, the end of the first Reagan administration? Wow! That was right around 1984, asset forfeiture seizure went in. So that was 21 years ago. So to correct, it wasn't 15 or 18, it's 24 years. No, not 24, 20, 21, excuse me. 21 years ago. And then they went and lobbied with all the states to where states passed laws that, well, if the police take a Corvette or a jet boat or a house or a bar or a business because it's drug-related, there doesn't even have to be a jury trial. They just get to take it. So that's a total violation of every canon of a free society on top of it. But then they got the states to pass laws where if the police take an asset locally at the state level, and the units of the state, the county and city, then if it's done via the state or done locally, what is it, like 95% goes in, depending on what state, it could be more or less, it goes in to the state general fund and the police don't get it. But if they have a federal liaison as part of the MJTF, the Multi-Jurisdictional Task Force, then 85%, sometimes 90%, goes directly to that police agency. Now, that's an incentive right there for booty, for bounty, for spoils, for loot, for literal prize money. That's how the British government did it with their ships. They got to keep basically the captain and his men about half the money. And so they were robbing everybody. That's part of the Revolutionary War. They were just robbing American ships for no reason. The 1812 war was over robbing ships. Just gangs of crooks that think it's normal. And so it corrupts your detectives. It corrupts your SWAT teams. It corrupts your higher echelon, more elite officers. It federalizes them. I mean, why did the states allow the feds to lobby where the states just can't give them money? Which is bad enough. It's bad enough. And the money should go into the general fund. And you shouldn't have asset forfeiture seizure to begin with. It's a recipe for disaster. But then, can't you put 2 + 2 police? Don't you see how that's meant to federalize you, that you only get the money? And you know this is true. You know about this. If it's federal, that puts you under federal control. I get so sick of it. Let's go to, who's up next? Daryl in Pennsylvania. Go ahead and thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. And before I give you two very short and interesting quotes about the former Archbishop of Munich, the former Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, since today's my birthday and I'd written a long letter about Waco and Oklahoma City, April 19th, can I give you one short quote about Waco?
Sure, we're going to talk about Waco. Go ahead.
Okay, this is by a retired U.S. Air Force officer named John Salter, and I think it boils it all down. It says, a government which will turn its tanks upon its own people for any reason is a government with a taste for blood and a thirst for power and must either be smartly rebuked or blindly obeyed in deadly fear.
Well, it's Tiananmen Square.
All over again.
Oh, but we had to save the children by barbecuing them.
Yeah, that the biggest thing in America is that we all need to be careful of is if someone says the government needs to come in and save you, look out.
Well, you don't want to be saved. You know, the Nazis were helping sanitize, but they were just giving them showers, Daryl.
Right. Can I hold over?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I want to hear what else you have to say. I'm going to cut you short. Then we'll get to Gary and Miles, and then I'm going to stop taking calls for a while and get into a whole of this news. And believe me, there is a lot of it. It'll be jam-packed, but he wants to comment on this cardinal who is now Benedict XVI, 78 years old, a new pope.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Hi folks, Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a high vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes, your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
All right, Daryl in Pennsylvania, go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir, Alex. And the two quotes, short quotes I'm going to give you about Ratzinger come from a book written in 1994. Keep that in mind, 1994, by Dave Hunt. And it's called A Woman Rides the Beast. And the first quote is, he's talking about who the current head of the Congregation for the Doctrine of Faith is. And by the way, folks, that was an office that had a name change in 1967. It used to be known as the Office of the Holy Inquisition. So the grand, he says, the current head of the Congregation of the Doctrine of Faith is the former Archbishop of Munich, Joseph Cardinal Ratzinger, whom Time magazine has called the world's most powerful cardinal and the Catholic Church's chief enforcer of dogma. The second quote, Alex, is Joseph Cardinal Ratzinger, now in his third five-year term as the head of the modern equivalent of the Holy Inquisition, served in the military in Germany during the war, talking about World War II, though he saw no combat. By his own admission, he was aware of the Holocaust. No German could have been totally ignorant. And here's a quote from Ratzinger. The abyss of Hitlerism could not be overlooked. Hunt adds, yet he overlooked it when it could have, when it would have cost him something to speak out against it. And Alex, whether we're Protestant, Catholic, Orthodox, or whatever, there ought to be a red flag warning going up real big in front of our faces.
Well, I mean, it's like Kurt Waldheim to be Secretary General. It's like Arnold. It's like all. It's the Bushes. It's the same thing over and over again. But again, I don't know enough about Ratzinger, but I had heard that and. You know, I read that, the whole Nazi connection.
Well, you know what's really scary, Alex, is this guy is the head of what was then called the Office of Holy Inquisition, had access to all the Vatican's archives on how to keep folks alive, string them out with medical doctors coming in to extend their torture. And maybe one of your callers can call in and let us know if this guy, was a high-level P2 Mason or was a Jesuit or was Jesuit-trained, because I would kind of bet that that's a strong possibility, but... Hopefully, one of the people out in the audience would know that.
No, I had read all the things you just mentioned. I'm going to research it more, and then I'll talk about it. I wonder if he'll start calling for a New World Order.
I mean,
I've heard the media saying he's real conservative, but they were calling Pope John Paul II conservative. Well, on a lot of things, he wasn't conservative.
Well, you know, Alex, that's interesting that you would say that they were calling Pope John Paul II conservative, because the first thing John Paul II did when he got in was he protected the murderers of Pope John Paul I. John Paul I was getting ready to clean out the Vatican when they murdered him on his 33rd day. He had gotten a list of the top P2 Mason people that were running the Vatican, and
that's been in the I've seen a lot of evidence of that.
So, you know, they had that guy murdered to keep him from cleaning out the P2 Masons. There was it was Le Politico.
Well, it has been reported there's all this Masonic stuff now in the Pope John Paul II's quarters and all over the Vatican. And it's weird. It's really weird.
Yeah, but Alex, like I said, it's not a Protestant Catholic thing. We need to be aware that all of the mainline churches have been heavily infiltrated by Masons.
No, I know.
Southern Baptists, the Methodists.
Oh, I know.
So
they got
Catholic
Baptist churches
thing.
And Catholic churches doing it. Gun buyback days.
And they all promote New World Order agendas.
No, so, I know. So we'll see what Ratzinger does.
One final thing, Alex. I got your latest video, and it's along the same lines as Masters of Terror and 911 The Road to Tyranny. You do have the very best videos out there, and I'd urge everybody to buy them in lots of three so that they can get a reduction on the price. But those would be my three favorites right there.
Well, I mean, I think Martial Law is my best video. It's really three films in one. I mean, what do you think of it?
It's like the others. It moves super fast. It covers a lot of ground. And like I said, I loved Masters of Terror because I'm a history buff. And you brought out about Nero and Hitler and how governments, orchestrate terrorism to bring in their own agenda. So that's my favorite. But all three of those I would rate as the best three videos out there in the so-called, patriot Christian community.
Well, thank you.
And God bless you, Alex.
God bless you, my friend. Speaking of that, I didn't plug it last hour. Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State is out. And it is 3 hours long on DVD, 2 hours, 35 minutes on VHS. Covers the police state, the latest 9/11 information, and how this dark order of death out of Europe controls both political parties and what their true goals are. It's a must-see. Go to Infowars.com. or prisonplanet.com to order Martial Law via the safe, secure online shopping cart. You can get a bunch of different discounts on my videos, discounts on the new film. You'll find all the details there. Or call toll free to order 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv right now. Watch PrisonPlanet.tv videos for 15 cents a day.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
Years ago, just north of me, outside Waco, Texas, the Delta Force and the FBI hostage rescue team machine gunned and set fire to a wooden church full of men, women, and children, and 80-plus people died. And then a few years later, 10 years ago to the day, 9:02 in the morning, multiple bombs ripped through and blew the building outwards across the street, killing the children in the daycare center. The BATF told police when they showed up seconds after in full bomb gear that they'd been given a tip not to go to work that day. Police and others were ordered to lie and say BATF had been in the building. Some of the people that refused ended up having accidents. And of course, both these events were used as reasons to expand the Gestapo forces of this criminal government and as a pretext to restrict civil liberties and our God-given freedoms. So, quite a date in history. Back in 1775, the British came to confiscate guns, the long rifles, the muskets, even cutlasses, and the ball and the powder and the wad, and even some small cannon. And the Minutemen responded, at that time 2% of the population, by guerrilla warfare tactics, and the rest is history. And today, 230 years later, we have the government training its new generation of redcoats to confiscate our guns. I just want to say that I'm sad for the redcoats. I'm also sad for this country. All right. There's also today an FBI report highlights domestic terror. Experts warn of future Timothy McVeigh. And they're not worried about Al-Qaeda. They're not worried about Al-Qaeda. They're not worried about the open borders. They're worried about homeschoolers and gun owners and Christians. I mean, you've seen the terror drills and the manuals and the flyers, and we've covered it. But here's a new one today. We're going to go to Gary and Mike and Kevin and Eric and others here in a few minutes, but I'm going to go ahead and plunge into the news now. Of course, you know global stocks have taken a dive across the planet. Things are not good. Globalization is shutting down the Western world, but the globalists have already moved their assets into China and India, so it doesn't really matter. USA Today, students paid for tattling on peers. Last month, school shootings in Minnesota have stirred interest in organized snitch programs that pay students for telling on classmates who carry guns or drugs or violate school rules. I have these programs, even their local ads. They air in Austin, Inroad to Tyranny. And they say, you know, report on people, report on drugs, report on whatever. You get $250. And they hand all the children their little tattletale card. And they ask them, what do your parents have in their medicine cabinet? Does your mother roll her own cigarettes? And parents put up with that. Unbelievable. Last week in Central Georgia, the Houston County School Board became the state's first school district to enroll in the National Student Crime Stoppers program. Help take a bite out of the Constitution. I'm McGruff, the Nazi dog. Started in 83, students can earn up to $500 for alerting school officials about firearms. They can get up to $100 for fingering classmates involved in vandalism, theft, or drugs. Another Georgia school, Model High School in Rome, said last week it implemented a program that pays students up to $100 for information about thefts, drugs, or guns on school property. It's not a reaction to anything that's happening on campus, says Tim Hensley, spokesman for Floyd County Schools. It's a proactive step from the principal's standpoint. Yes. Don't tell the teacher about somebody who's got a gun because you want to do the right thing. Do it because you get paid. That's wrong. I mean, let me tell you something, folks. I mean, up at this school in Minnesota, he was walking around for a month saying, I'm going to kill everybody. I'm going to shoot you. But because his grandfather was a senior police officer, a captain on the police force, he was untouchable. If his grandfather, his parents are dead, wouldn't have been a top cop, who he killed, by the way, along with his girlfriend, then this wouldn't have happened. And the armed guards there didn't save anybody. So, see, you can turn everything into a police state. It doesn't protect you from real nutcases or Prozac heads. It never does. It never will. And everybody knows that. The answer, if you really want to turn the government training camps into armed camps, they already are prisons, and not have the doors automatically lock and not have lockdowns and all this garbage that makes it more dangerous, by the way, in the schools, then you would simply arm the principals and arm teachers who wanted to be armed with instant access pistol safes. They had a case in Louisiana, the guy running around shooting people, and the principal stopped it real fast, had to go out to his car, then he got in trouble for stopping it. He should have stayed outside for 4 hours and 15 minutes like the SWAT teams at Columbine. The SWAT teams were doing that because they were panicking because they popped a few of the kids in their haste. 4 hours, 15 minutes while people bled to death. Unbelievable. Some good news. Christians challenged Pennsylvania's hate law. Remember the folks facing 45 years in prison? Mark Diner and others. Michael Markavich and others. They were facing 40-plus years in prison for praying, and the cops would say, unauthorized, move over here, move the designated protest area. And they did, and they went ahead and arrested them, and George Bush's Justice Department advised them to throw the book at them for terrorism. because by praying that could have incited the gay rights protest demonstration to attack them, and it's their fault if they get attacked. I've had Million Mom March people hit me on the head with signs, throw water on our cameras, and the cops threaten to arrest us. They go, well, you're making them do that. Okay. I mean, I just love this new psychology, but they've got a petition for review. It was filed April 15th, 2005, in the Commonwealth Court of Pennsylvania on behalf of the Christians against Edward G. Rendell, governor of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and it lists everybody else who's trying to have hate crime, hate speech laws. Karl Rove is panicking because Bush's approval rating is in the low 40s. It's always been in the low 40s. I mean, you've got roughly half the people that voted for Bush. The other half that voted for Kerry. And if half the population voted, that's one quarter of the public likes Bush or voted for him. One quarter liked his cousin, Kerry. And the other half of people know it's all a fraud. So you have polls. They do this to give the illusion of ebb and flow, the illusion of choice. That's all this is. Schwarzenegger's polls are low right now. They'll go back up. This is all staged. Can't believe the polls to begin with. The particular polls they use, like Gallup poll and others. The instant polls they do and the polls that Zogby engages in are more often accurate and not controlled, but those don't get publicized. When 90% of people in a CNN poll believe the government was involved in 9/11, they shut up about the poll real quick and pull it. When 92% believe the government killed Kennedy, they pull the poll real quick. All right, let's continue here. U.S. forces abused and tortured female detainees in Iraq. Iraqi female detainees say they have been illegally detained, raped, and sexually humiliated by U.S. occupation forces. Well, there's photos of all this and video. One female detainee who identified herself as Noor said the U.S. soldiers at Iraq's Abu Ghraib raped women and, in many occasions, forced them to strip naked in public. She also said they made many female detainees get pregnant. The classified investigation launched, have all these blue-eyed and black babies, white babies and black babies, those are Iraqi babies. The classified investigation launched by the U.S. Army, led by Major General Antonio Toogoomba, confirmed Noor's account and said the U.S. Guards sexually abused female detainees at Abu Ghraib. Yeah, they rape them in front of their husbands. You're going to talk. I hate doing this, but it's for my country. I used to be a federal prison guard. And when I go back home, I'm going to do it to my own people. And nobody's going to stop me. Because I love the New World Order. I mean, that's the type of individuals we're talking about. And when we get your guns, we're going to have our way with all of you. I mean, that's really what we're facing. I did it for my country. We were ordered to rape the women, which they were. But they hired federal prison guards with bad records to begin with to go do this. I mean, we're worried about the Iraqis? I am, but folks, people get beaten to death every week in this country in the prisons. You can go, well, they're all a bunch of criminals. Yeah. Well, wait till you're in there for no reason. Because they claim you didn't file your taxes right. 70% of people in a low and medium security prison, 70% are nonviolent offenders. Okay? And on average, they keep nonviolent offenders in prison longer than violent offenders in all the Western world. Why? Because they need the vicious ones out there creating the fear. I've got documents on that. And I've got a news article on it today out of England. A scandal of psychopath knife been forced to kill, freed to kill four times. He'd already killed somebody and told the cops he was going to kill, and then he went and murdered four people and worshipped Satan and bited bloody chunks out of them and stabbed them and slaughtered them and kept their bodies in trunks. And four-time killer Mark Hobson was revealed yesterday as the flesh-eating monster who savagely murdered his girlfriend, her twin, and an aged couple. And it gets into how they knew and let him go. I mean, this is the type of... Folks, I've got three articles like this from the U.S. today. I don't know how the sickos out there legitimize torture. I've heard you on talk radio. Even alternative news supposedly, oh, well, we got to do this to save our troops. of the troops. Somebody's got to do it. It's for America, raping women in front of their husbands. And yes, even children. I mean, what happened to us? But Kiefer Sutherland tortures people on 24 every episode. And on Threat Matrix and CSI Miami, they do, so it must be okay. I mean, it's on TV. And here's the propaganda. This is U.S. News and World Report, the CSI effect, how TV is driving jury verdicts all across America. And this is just one example. And I'm glad they're finally pointing this out. But, of course, they do it in a bad way because it's not evil enough is the problem. It says juries are letting people go free because CSI shows them how they have all this data gathering systems for DNA and stuff, and then other departments can't do it, and people expect it, so they can't get the convictions, and then you can't, and because people are believing TV is real. See, there's also unseen problems. Of course, their answer is more money for the crime lab funding. And by all, I mean, to be fair to Kit R. Rowan, who wrote this article, he admits how the crime labs frame everybody, too. So he's like, don't believe the crime labs anyways. Just go ahead and convict everybody. So see how they spin the truth for themselves? Don't believe the crime labs. They're already framing everybody anyways. Just go ahead and convict. What? And it actually says that here. Sandra Anderson with Eagle, her dog, her cadaver-sniffing dog, before she admitted to planting evidence, Robert Blake lights up after jurors voted to acquit. I mean, folks, crime labs, all they do is frame. Because, number one, they're lazy. They don't have the money. The Houston crime lab, no one was ever found innocent unless it was a cop. Thousands framed. It's admitted. Just in Dallas, they just throw bags of chalk in your car, take your car, take your house, no drugs. The DA indicts you. The crime lab certifies it as cocaine. It's over. And that's an example. People watch TV and they believe it. Another example is all these judge shows. There's dozens of them over the years where it's one judge screaming at somebody going, answer my question, where they teach you there's no Bill of Rights. Then the average person thinks court is just a judge. Now the Bar Association says get rid of juries, and the average person doesn't think you have a right to a trial by jury with a jury, and suddenly they're getting rid of jury trials in this country. The judges are just saying no jury. There's no law. It's totally illegal. They just say it. First case in U.S. history I know of, Judge Walter E. Smith in 99 with the Davidian civil trial. Okay. Let's go to calls here, and then I'll get back into the news. Who's up first?
That has been it.
Who's there? Gary in Tennessee. Go ahead, Gary.
Hey, Alex. How are you?
Pretty good.
Here's your news scoop. Here about an hour and a half ago, hour and 45 minutes ago, I had two Apache helicopters circling my home.
Yeah, in fact, you've been holding that entire time, and I didn't know till later. Actually, the fellow answering the phone heard them, yeah.
Right, and what they done, they circled the house for a good couple of minutes. Once I come outside, I was in there in the process of getting some newsletters made up. I heard the choppers, and I come out, and I come out here in the yard to see what was going on. Well, they decided to descend and get closer, and they were right over the top of me, boy. Less than 50 feet.
I wish I'd have known that at the time we'd have put you on.
Yeah,
you were outside with your cordless phone, right?
Right, and everywhere I moved, they moved.
So what were they doing?
I don't know, but last night I had a little incident. I was out, and I got back about 11 p.m., and my son was awoken by someone outside. He thought it was me. He was going to come and lock the door, and he looked out, and it wasn't me getting out of a car. And he saw someone standing beside a car. And when he looked up, there was someone standing right.
Let me guess something. You live on a rural area.
Well, I live out in a little country part. A little small town.
You've got a valuable piece of property, don't you?
Right.
How many acres you got?
I say there was approximately 10, 15 acres.
Is it by a major road?
Excuse me?
Is it by a major road?
It's by a major highway, Highway 13.
Oh. Is that road being expanded?
Yes, it is. Bridges are being redone, being doubled up and made more sturdy. They're making...
Well, let me tell you, I mean, just from the past,
mm-hmm.
and you should take this very serious.
I will.
Were there any type of pods on the bottom of those helicopters?
There was.
Was it like a glass dome?
Yep.
I mean,
they on one side, on the side of the choppers, they had some kind of equipment. I couldn't tell really.
Well, just so you know, 90% of the time was probably Cobras, not Apaches.
No difference. These were Apaches.
Wow, Apaches.
These were Apaches.
Generally, they have infrared scanners that can see every light bulb in your house.
Right.
And that they see an array of, say, eight lights against eight lights lined up in your attic or your basement. Then they SWAT team you. They were probably scanning every area in the general vicinity so they could asset forfeiture seize. The military does the scan. They call in the police. And then the local cops get your property and build a gas station on the highway.
Well, I got another story for you that happened last night, I think, is part of this.
Okay, well, stay there. They want your property.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
All right, I want to try to jam three or four more calls in here at the end. But John Harmon... I had a guest on the time, so he didn't tell me about it at the time, but he was on the phone while this gentleman, Gary, in Tennessee, was out in his yard, and he heard these helicopters. John Harmon, running the show, describe what you heard.
Well, it sounded like the helicopters must have been like 50 feet over the house, so it was pretty loud. And, yeah, so.
Well, thanks for that information. Going back to... Gary in Tennessee. Finish up real quick, Gary.
All right. Last night there was a little movement going around here in our neighborhood, I guess, because our neighbors had called the law, which just 20 minutes after this happened, I had come in, and my son had told me that there was someone here in our yard, and he described them. Now, we know what's been going on. I've been watching this for over 10 years, and I've taught my kids this very well. And he said that the guy was wearing a black ski mask and was dressed in black or dark clothing. I mean, he was looking right out the window at him.
And why had your neighbors called the law?
They had been hearing different activity here close by their homes. And I was outside with a flashlight and armed that way, searching around the house and the fields.
Well, the military does drills against real houses, against real people, and it's more of this despicable stuff that's going on. I wish they'd go down to the border. Call us as it develops, Gary.
All right. I think this might have to do with the stink I've been starting up here in our county, because this is the county they've been trying to put the federal prison in.
Oh, absolutely. Either they want your property, because you notice I said you're rural, you live by a big road. I mean, we've had cases, this has been on the national news, where cops come to a house, kill somebody, and take their, 700 acres for themselves, or if it's 10 acres right on the road, and it's asset forfeiture seizure.
I don't think it has anything to do with the land. I believe it has to do with what I've been doing around here, because I have been stirring up a lot of stink.
Well, the key is stir up even more.
That's what
Thanks for the call. They're the ones that wear black masks and hide in the bushes. They're the criminals. They should be ashamed of themselves. Miles in California. Miles, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I was going to call. The reason why I called was I was just going to comment on that the new pope that they got.
Yes.
Him being from Germany. One, I mean that when people think of Germany, what's the first thing they think of? Adolf Hitler. Now that they got a pope that's from Germany, he could be a good relations for them. Plus, another thing I heard was that he's supposed to have been, Ratzinger was supposed to have been Jewish. So if that's the case, then the Jews, he could relate to the Jews because his parents went through...
Same time, he was supposedly in the German army.
Yeah, that's what I heard. But, really, if you look at it now, since Pope John Paul II, he apologized to the Jews. Now they got a pope now that's Jewish.
I'm gonna check into it, Miles. Unfortunately, I'm flat out of time. I want to cram two more in here. Kevin in Boston, then Eric. Kevin, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
First, just on that last call, I believe it was Lustiger was the cardinal who they thought would be Jewish, not Cardinal Ratzinger. But on a previous call, there was a book somebody referred to about the P2 names on John Paul I. And the book I think he was referring to is called In God's Name, and it's by David Yalla. My first point that I was calling in about was Bill Maher's comment on illegal immigration. My counterpoint is this, that even if you granted the fallacy of his argument that these illegal aliens were coming to do jobs that no one else wanted, the cost of putting them into our school system, into our medical system, far outweighs any benefits.
And it's $3 billion a year in California alone.
Absolutely. And Father Gruner, the big thing about Ratzinger is not only was he in the Nazi youth, but that was compulsory, if that was the only thing. He was the cardinal who suppressed the Fatima secret and who's tried to say that John Paul being shot was the third secret. We know that it has to be something much more.
All right, out of time. Eric in San Diego, you got 30 seconds.
Hey, sorry about that. Hey, I want to know the Illuminati. Do you honestly think there's going to be any way that we can actually destroy them?
We have to fight them. We have to stand up against them. We have to say no to all their programs. And yes, we can stand up. I mean, if we never do stand up, we're going to lose. All we can do is fight. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow. God bless.